We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
That was John Middleton. Was that at the press conference at the end of the year?
Yeah, yeah. With the 11-minute answer. Yeah.
He did the 11-minute answer. Well, I don't know if he was sitting in the corner or as a potted plant for the JT Realmuto arbitration case. So for people that don't know, when you're a baseball player, you submit a number. When you're not a free agent yet, you submit a number. And then the team submits a number. A lot of times, the team and the players agree before you have to go in front of an arbiter to a contract. Other times, they don't. So, Realmuto said 10 million. I want 12 million. Mm-hmm. The team countered with 10. The arbiter can't say, "Oh, we'll meet you halfway in between." They have to either pick the 10 or the 12. They have to pick what the team submits or the player submits. Mm-hmm. So, JT Realmuto did not win today. The Phillies won. He will be paid $10 million for the 2020 season.
Yeah.
So there you go. I didn't pay close enough attention to know whether or not he was favored to win it or not. I mean, our baseball insider could probably tell you, Jack Fritz.
Not really. And his whole thing was
teams win more than players win, right?
Right. And he was trying to set a precedent for catchers in arbitration. So he went intentionally high, given the season that he just had. So no catcher had ever been paid that much.
Now, the bigger story is he can be a free agent after this season.
Right.
So this is the last year that you actually have control to where he doesn't become a free agent. So now that's all well and good. He's making $10 million, and maybe you have an extra $2 million to play with.
You're going
to
wind up giving it back to him.
And maybe more that he just lost to you.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's some people people are worried that this is going to alienate JT Realmuto. But, I think he realized that this is just business and this is what they have to do.
Well, a lot of times you're right. I just don't know why it's like, all right, you say 12, I say 10, you pay him 11, and you move on. We don't know the details of it.
Yeah.
But
And listen, it could work against the Phillies from this standpoint if he decides to not sign an extension here. If he's looking at what you're doing – and he sees the team that's going to be here over the next 5 years, maybe he says, there's some other teams out there that need a catcher where I can get the money
really
that I'm looking for, and we got a better chance at winning. So you also leave that as an option to him moving forward.
It's interesting because this offseason was the time, if you were going to sign him long-term, that you would figure that that's when you work it out because you avoid the arbitration and then you continue with maybe 4 years on top of that and you pay him the money and now you don't have to worry about this.
Mm-hmm.
But unless they work out some type of an in-season contract, which I don't know why they just wouldn't have done that in the offseason.
Well, it's luxury tax related.
Yes.
What is?
Why they didn't do it earlier. They're waiting for the around the start of the season so they knew how much money they exactly had to spend. That's why they waited for this extra $2 million. And then basically their idea, from everything I've read, is that they want to backload the deal so that they can stay under the luxury tax for this season.
But couldn't they have done that anyway?
But that's why they were waiting for this to come down.
Yeah, so he's probably still going to get the extension in May.
Right,
April.
Or before opening day.
Or before opening day.
All right.
Yeah,
so maybe this is all just a
– yeah.
But they wanted to get this out of the way first so they knew if they were going to go over the luxury tax now.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, you got it.
It's formality. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, JT's locked up for the season. It's done. And
Well, you know they're under the gun after giving up Sanchez. So
they were committed
to get him. Yeah, you got to get it done.
Yeah, once you made the trade, you weren't going to let him walk after 2 years.
If they let him go, it'll be a disaster.
Yes.
No, oh, my God.
Yes.
No, if he doesn't re-sign and he goes to free agency and you lose him, disaster.
Yes.
Disaster. All right, back to the phones on this on the NFL proposal. 17-game regular season. That could start as early as 2021. There seems to be a compromise date of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So the players are saying, hey, how about 2023? The owners are saying, no, we want it to start in 2021. So there's a thought maybe just like off this conversation, maybe the common ground will be 17 games starts in 2022. Mm-hmm. The extra playoff teams, the increase of one team per conference, that would start this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that would start this year to where you would have three wild card weekend games, yep. one by team for each conference. Bam.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
888-729-9494.
I don't even know if they need the players' vote to even do that. That may be an ownership thing.
They're able to do it now and then.
Because that's more of a league thing, right? If you're adding a team to the playoffs, you're not messing with the structure of the season.
They can't do an extra regular season
right,
game.
Without the players' consent, without Correct. The players agreeing to do it. I don't know if they need the players for the playoff team.
They may not, but they also don't. If they do that without the players' permission, they may be like, oh, hell no, we are not playing ball with you.
I think that may be an owner's thing.
Yeah. Well, the owners are meeting in New York today to discuss all this stuff, including the proposal for the 17-game season.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. The owners can just do this without the players' permission.
The playoff part of it.
Yes, the playoff part of it.
Yes.
But the players can also say, okay, if you want to do this to us because you don't need our permission, that's fine, but you're not getting a 17-game season.
Like, right.
They can say, we're going to make it tougher to play ball and some other issues.
Yeah. I got to think, these discussions have been going on for months. They want to get this new CBA in. They want to get this new agreement done sooner rather than later. And that's good for all parties involved. You remember the last time there was a lockout and what that offseason was like? Remember what that was like? There's
Dream team.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was no NFL movement.
Oh, it sucked.
Other than the draft, there was no free agency. You couldn't do anything
else.
There
was no cap, too, that year, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying it didn't happen until August.
No, it sucked.
So you couldn't talk about football with any real substance other than this.
Nothing could happen.
This is day number such and such of the lockout.
No, and the NFL realizes that draft free agency is so important to their brand. Sure, their season is huge, but they have their offseason's a season.
They built their league around all of this.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think a lot of us care more about NFL free agency in the draft than we do about some other sports.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. We care about how we're going to rebuild the team, who's leaving, who can we add to the team. The NFL draft is the most important draft to fans.
No question.
Right? We pay attention to that. That's why they're going to be televising the combine this weekend, all this other stuff. This is what football is to us. We love all the different aspects of the game.
That's the reality TV aspect of it. All the other stuff we love. Jeff in Springfield. Jeff, do you like it? Do you like the proposal? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks again for taking my call.
You got it.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, so I think we could all agree that, at least for me, football's the most exciting sport. But it's also the closest in competition. There's a big drop off between the NHL and the NBA, between a 1 and an 8 seed.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, why not just add 8 teams, get rid of the bye week, and top two teams from each division make the playoffs, and then the winner of the division hosts a divisional rivalry game for the first round of the playoffs. So you have Eagles, Cowboys, you have Patriots, Bills, you have Texans, Titans, and that's the first round of the playoffs.
I don't think you need to change the playoffs at all. I mean, adding a team is one discussion. I love it. I don't want to add any teams, but I don't want to change it. Yeah, I love what they do.
No, you don't want to add 8 teams because then where is your bye week at? The idea that you're doing 7 teams and only one team gets a bye week, that so there's a reward for being the number one team in the conference. And then the reward for the second place team in the conference is if you win your home game, wild card weekend, you're hosting the playoff game the next weekend. The other two teams that play on the weekend that happened to win from that conference, they aren't hosting a game. They're going on the road the next week. No, that's wrong. Yeah, I'm right. Yeah, the other two teams are going on the road because one would play the one seed and the other would play the two seed.
The number two seed who no longer has a bye also is guaranteed as long as they win home playoff games for
the
first two rounds.
Yes, yes.
And then if the number one seed loses, then they would have the ultimate home field.
Yes.
But they're still playing at home.
Yes.
So it still means the number two seed is
gets
very important.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of things out there where it's like, well, you know, why would the number two seed care as much? Because they want to play home playoff games.
Yes.
So it
because if that one happens to lose that next week, and you win
now,
as the
now,
two,
now
you're hosting the conference championship game.
Yep. Do you think the NFL is ruining a good thing with this new proposal? Are you with me? Or are you with Ike? Ike wants more football. He wants
yes.
more playoff games. He loves it.
I would have gone for 18 games. Get rid of another preseason game.
Well, that's coming in the
I
next.
Mean, that's what I would have gone.
That's
for.
Coming in the next proposal. But that's the problem is where do you stop? Because if you're going –
it's more fantasy football for me.
888-729-9494.
More ability to lose?
Yeah, that too.
888-729-9494. But why do we need to change it, right? Like,
because we're gambling.
Yeah, but see, like it doesn't – it's not making the sport better at all. It's just you're getting more.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting more of it. That doesn't mean it's better.
No.
Of all the sports, this is the one sport that doesn't need to change. I like having two teams with a bye. I like having that week where you're the one or the two seed, you have a bye, and then you have the wild card games. I don't need a third wild card game, so then the number two seed that won 12 games now has to play. The NFL's more or less perfect. The setup of the NFL with the regular season and the bye week and the playoff structure is perfect. I don't need it. It's not broke. What are we fixing? And
you know
you're fixing it because of greed.
You're exactly right. You know what the league is saying? There's another opportunity for me to block off 4 hours of that first weekend and steal more TV viewers.
They saw.
Steal more viewers, right? Like, you're still getting the same amount of games the following week.
Yes.
What the NFL has done, has said they said on Saturday and Sunday – I have 4 more hours of airtime that I can own.
1, 4, 30, and 8 on
yes.
both days.
Yes.
You get 3 games a day.
1, 4, 30, and 8. Yep.
They saw 3.3 million people watching the horrible XFL.
XFL. And they're like, what?
So give me more.
Yes.
Yep. And they said, give me more money. Because the contracts are coming out, new contracts are coming out, and this is going to mean millions and millions
and, guess
and
what?
Millions of dollars.
And I don't know who gets the actual programming. But TV deals are up as well soon.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why they're pushing for it right now.
You're going to negotiate more money with these networks. Look, all three of you get a game on the first weekend instead of somebody being left out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
all
great.
Three of the networks get a game.
It's great for the billionaires, and it's good for the players because they get more money.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not an owner or a player.
Right.
I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care about any of that.
And the benefit that you
like
get,
the way that it was.
The benefit that you get as a fan, you don't care about teams getting kept out of the playoffs. Are you kidding me? What are we backwards around here, Jack?
I love it.
We aren't the Patriots. You don't have Belichick and Brady. You don't have a guaranteed ticket punch to the dance every year.
What's better?
So as a team, as a fan base, I want the ability to get in the playoffs, not to be left out of the playoffs. Yeah, give me another opportunity to get in the playoffs.
Jack, what's better, the Rams making the playoffs this year or the Rams not making the playoffs this year?
Not making the playoffs.
888-729-9494. Exactly. To us, to everybody else outside of that city.
Yeah, see, that's why I say you're looking at it backwards.
888-729, that's possible.
No, you're looking at it backwards because the Eagles were in the playoffs. But if they were the team left out, you would be saying different.
Right, I know. But
I know, exactly.
It's Jerry Jones' fault.
Exactly. If the Eagles were left out of the playoffs, you would be saying something different.
Yes, but that's every home.
They're not
going to
make the playoffs every year,
but
John. That's the point that I'm making.
But you can't.
You can't speak from a position of, well, we were in the playoffs, so I'm good.
You can't look at it from the perspective of being your home team. You have to look at it from the perspective of it not affecting you either way. And if it's good. And if it's good. And it's good. I think a relatively good team.
I don't see how it hurts me.
Leaving a team that's close to being a playoff team out of the playoffs is good. That's what should happen. Not every good or almost good team should be in the playoffs.
Why
and that's
do you
all
care?
They're doing.
It makes no sense. Since when did we as a fan base care about other teams getting in the playoffs? I care about the Eagles getting in the playoffs. That's what I care about first and foremost. I don't care about other teams not making the playoffs. No, my first objective is to get my team in the playoffs.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have Owen in Glassboro, New Jersey, who has a blue beard or a purple beard. He looks like Papa Smurf. Owen, how are you?
Brother, me and my daughter going to the Sixers game tonight. Yeah, you know I mean, I got dressed accordingly, brother. Got the blue beard popping.
My man.
How did you? Is it on Twitter?
Yeah, it's on Twitter.
I share it with you.
It's all blue too. What's up, brother?
Oh, it's straight blue. So let me ask you a question. Which would you rather watch? The Eagles Cowboys in the last game of the season, winner takes it all the drama, or do you want to see the Chiefs sit Patrick Mahomes and all the starters and have a full game with trash players playing for 4 hours? If you put in that 17th game, ain't nobody sitting those starters no more because you need that number one spot. Oh, you think you hot stuff at 12-4? Nah, brother. You need to get to that 13, okay? You got to play the games. The games become more meaningful at the end of the season.
Not necessarily.
And then we get more playoff games.
Not necessarily. No. That game affects teams that were further out earlier, and it gives them a chance to stay in. It doesn't affect the good teams.
And you're going to have a lot more teams getting into the playoffs with that third spot of lower of 9-7. So, yes, it is going to affect that. It is going to have people playing more tooth and nail to the end of the season, not sitting starters. You're exactly wrong.
Yeah, but bad teams don't sit starters. Bad teams play. The good teams sit starters.
But the games don't matter if they're a bad team.
Well,
and that's what I'm saying. The good teams, there's only going to be one person with the bye, so they're going to be fighting to make sure that they get that one spot. So they're going to have to play longer at the end of the season.
They
can't just rest on their laurels.
Where does it end then? Where does it end?
Where
does it end? So are you done right here? No, hang on. No, but you just not – so this is it? No more playoff teams? This is it, the NFL?
Well, it's been 30 years since they changed the format. It's been 30 years.
Well, no, they added another wild card not that long ago.
Really?
It hasn't been 30 years. I don't know exactly how many years it's been. But
did the Dolphins go undefeated?
They've expanded. Did they go undefeated?
Yes.
Let me check. Yes, they did.
Okay, so back then when they were saying, don't have more games, you sound like that, Grandpa. Get off my lawn and accept what happens, okay?
Yeah,
we're
Boomer.
Not going to extend another game that long ago, so just let it roll, brother. Enjoy it. Gamble. Ball. Excitement. Love y'all.
There he is, Owen.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner. Hmm.
So they added add one more playoff team? How was the format when it was five teams?
I would have to...
Because the bye week was still there, right? For the top two seeds.
I don't know. I'm gonna during the break. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't. You know what though? I can't remember either. I don't. Something tells me that there wasn't six.
You might be right.
I don't.
I just don't know what the playoff format was before then.
Let's go to Marty, Mount Laurel. Marty, how are you?
Hey, good guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Listen, a couple points.
Yeah.
First of all, a lot of people aren't looking at this, but most of you division teams like the Eagles, you know, I'm a Raiders fan. Raiders, you play in your division the last three games, and you usually, like the Eagles, will play the Cowboys in the last three games of the season. Mm-hmm. So you may end up with this new format. You may end up playing the Cowboys twice, right back to back. If the Eagles beat the Cowboys and go one game up, the Cowboys make the playoffs. Now you got a wild card game between the two of them. And if it's another team in the division, like say the Giants or whoever, the Eagles could end up playing three or four division games right within 3-4 weeks of each other. Every team could do that, hypothetically, if you got divisions that have great teams, Kansas City, the Eagles, you know, they're different divisions. Mm-hmm. You could end up playing the same team two or three times in a three-week period. The caller before made a great point. Teams are going to have to fight harder. It means if guys get semi-hurt, but they ain't really hurt or they're kind of hurt, they may force that injury to get out on that field to play to make a difference to get in the playoffs by one game. You got guys may risk it in making an injury more serious to play that final 17th game just to make that playoff spot.
Yeah, but Marty, isn't it like – I mean, obviously, with an extra game and with an extra playoff spot, yes, it's going to keep teams alive longer. But it's not just about the 17th week; it's about being alive in the 14th week, in the 15th week, in the 16th week.
True.
You understand why I mean, 17 games. I like the 17 games better than I like the additional playoff games. 17 games for me is less of a concern than the extra playoff game.
I got two other points. I'm thinking, first of all, now they got 17. People always go, well, 17's an odd number. When are they going to jump to 18 and get rid of two preseason games? Number one, that could probably be 5 years, 10 years down the road. And the other thing I haven't heard anybody talk about, how is this going to affect the draft? Because I heard somebody, I think it was a Yahoo Sports, some writer said, this may affect how they do the draft too, because now you have an extra game. You may have to expand the draft another round or two.
You might.
Because they're going to move the roster open.
Yeah. Extra players.
You might. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they can do more draft.
Draft used to be 12 rounds.
Not that long ago.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Seth like a...
Yeah, it was like a ninth round pick.
Seth wouldn't have been drafted. Clyde Simmons wouldn't have been drafted.
They would all have been undrafted players that could have signed anywhere as undrafted free agents.
Yep.
So adding a round or two to the draft isn't a bad idea.
Yeah, go for it.
All that does is that now teams don't necessarily have to fight over Corey Clements and guys like that. They can actually draft that guy in the eighth round, right? Or you don't lose a Raheem Brock to the Indianapolis Colts over a signing bonus.
You don't have money left.
Right.
In the pool.
So, all this stuff I would imagine affects the other parts of the NFL, and I'm okay with that. They need to expand the roster.
All right, coming up, the biggest thing everyone is missing with this new NFL proposal, and it's the one thing that even Ike and I agree on. Also, an anniversary for me personally and something that happened at WIP.
In high school, I had
that.
Scarlet fever.
Not in
Normally,
high
you get it in the Civil War era.
There's an anniversary today for me personally here at WIP.
Okay.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, let's talk about Mark's Jewelers for a second. That's right. You know, whether it's Mother's Day or Valentine's Day or whatever holiday you're looking for, birthdays, Christmas, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go when you're looking to get something for that special someone. And if you're looking to get engaged, well, Mark's Jewelers is definitely the place to go because they have an amazing selection of diamond engagement rings. And if you're looking for the ring to give to the woman of your dreams, that's the place to go for every budget. Or maybe you want to create something custom with Mark's Jewelers' award-winning jewelry design team. And that's where we went as Marks and Reese when we needed a custom prize for our Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament. And you can, too. Let Jim and his team at Mark's Jewelers earn your business, and they're just one click away. Marks-Jewelers.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.